This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulillah. I welcome all of you to a new session, the skill development session brought to you by the International Open University's Corporate Relationship Program. And it is indeed an honor for me to talk to all of you on a very, very important topic today, which is the assertive communication techniques. Now, before we get started off, it is extremely important and critical for us to understand what do we mean by each of these terms, being assertive, and what is communication all about? When I talk of communication, what are the things which come into your mind? What are the first things which come into your mind when I mention communication? So all of this and more we will be discussing in today's session. Without further ado, I will just quickly share with you some of the key points that will be discussed in today's session. We will look into, apart from looking into the understanding of what being assertive is concerned and what communication is all about, we will also be talking about what is the other side of not being assertive. See, we are all trying to be assertive, but we need to all know where we stand. Where are we right now? Because only when I know what my current state is in terms of my communication behavior, I will be able to understand where I need to reach out to or where I need to go to. So in the light of this, I'm going to now introduce the topic to you. But before I do the introduction, it's extremely important that you people connect with me as well. I do use the social media page to share important tips on many important topics relating to skill development, one of them being communication, public speaking, etc. So if you connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, wherever you go, all you need to do is just type my name, Mansoor Danish, and you will find me. I look forward to all of you joining me on the social media platform. Okay, that's enough of my self-promotion. Now we'll talk about the topic. The topic that we have for discussion today is understanding communication. First up, that's the first thing that we are going to do. What is communication? Communication, if I have to understand it simply, it means the art of communicating or the art of letting a person know of certain actionable that he has to do. For example, if I have a bottle of water which is kept on the table, and if I ask Amna to go and get me that glass of water, that is communication. I'm communicating something to her. I'm telling her something. Get me a glass of water. Now, there is a table, there's a jar of water kept there. Then just tell her to get me a glass of water. So she goes to the table and she gets me a glass of water. This is communication. I communicated certain ideas or thoughts, or I asked her for something and she responded to me. Now, what is effective communication? I'm differentiating between the two now. I'm saying communication is on one side and effective communication is on the other side. So what's the difference between the two? Now, when we talk of effective communication is the art of communicating in such a manner that the person who's listening to your communication is able to respond in the manner you wanted him to when you communicated with him in the first place. I'll explain that simply. When I asked Amna to get a glass of water, she got a glass of cold water for me on the table. But I don't drink cold water. So I tell Amna, I don't need a glass of cold water. I wanted a glass of warm water or lukewarm water. So she tells me, but you did not communicate that to me clearly. So she goes to the table and then she gets me another glass of water, which is supposed to be lukewarm. And I tell her, why have you got me a glass of water from the blue jar? I need the glass of water from the yellow jar. So now what's happened is my communication was not effective with Amna. And therefore Amna was not able to understand the message which I was trying to communicate. And that resulted in this miscommunication. So effective communication is When the sender of the message, remember, in a communication, there are two parties, the sender and the receiver. And what is the sender sending? Flowers? No, he's sending message. And the receiver is receiving the message. So the sender sends the message in a manner that the receiver is able to clearly understand. So I tell Amna, Amna, please get me a glass of lukewarm water from the yellow jug on that table. Now, the moment I'm doing this, I'm clearly communicating with Amna. And she understands what she has to do. She doesn't have to go back and forth. This is a simple example, but apply this at a workplace. Imagine if in the workplace the communications are not clear. You will keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You will lose out a lot of time and patience as well. So that's as far as communication and effective communication is concerned. Now we come to the next aspect, which is being assertive. Being assertive is a core communication skill. When I say being assertive, it means we'll talk about what assertive means, but we're saying it's a core communication skill. Your communication is incomplete if you're not assertive. Look, we are all communicating, isn't it? All of us communicates. A good speaker and an average speaker and a not so good speaker, everyone communicates. Whether you have the communication skills or you lack them, you're still communicating with your lack of communication skill. And I'm telling you that assertiveness is a core communication skill. So when we talk of communication now, in this session, we're only talking about effective communication, because our objective today is that we need to become effective communicators. We need to become powerful orators, powerful communicators. And in order to do that, I am saying that being assertive is a core communication skill. If you are assertive, if you are able to stand for what you believe in, if you're able to put your point forward with confidence, then it will help you in your self-esteem. You'll feel good about yourself. You'll feel positive about yourself. You will feel confident because you have that skill by which you can communicate your thoughts clearly. You can communicate your ideas clearly. You can communicate your feelings clearly. So that's as far as being assertive is concerned. Being assertive also helps in stress management. Many of us undergo stress because we lack the ability to communicate. If I'm not able to communicate properly, my mind's going to wander here and there. If I lack the skill of communication, I will not be able to deal with issues relating to stress. Now, a workplace is the best example of stress. You are facing stress at everyday life. And being under stress is not bad, by the way. There has to be some element of stress, because stress also works positively in people. It drives you to meet your targets for the day. So being under stress is not bad, but the art of managing that stress depends on your communication skill. And I link this to the next point, the art of saying no. If you don't know how to say no in your workplace, so your manager keeps coming and giving you additional workload, one upon the other and upon the other and upon the other, and you keep saying, yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it. Okay, sir. Yes, boss. What's the result of this? You've got too many things on your plate. You don't want to offend your line manager. You don't want to offend your boss. You don't want to offend your superior. In this bargain, you have taken too much of stress on your plate. You're not able to manage that stress. So communication would mean you will know how to say no to your superior when you really have to say a no. Look, many a time we need to, like they say, pull the plug. We have to say no. Now, when you say that no, how do you say it? We're going to talk about that in today's session as well. And by the way, all of this is a separate workshop. Dealing with stress management is a separate workshop. Self-esteem, separate workshop. Communication skill, separate workshop. Learning the art of saying a no, a separate workshop. And you must try and take your time out and attend these sessions. Now, for those of you who've not been able to join us live for whatever reasons today, you will be shared the recordings from the YouTube link. Inshallah, you can connect to the YouTube recordings. If you are watching it, inshallah, that's great. But you should have attended the session live. If you're listening to this in the recording mode, you're probably missing out an opportunity to interact and get answers to your question. Well, nonetheless, let's move forward. With that as an introduction, we are going to look into something more now. We'll talk about assertiveness. Now, when I talk of being assertive, before we understand assertive, let us understand what does assertive not mean, or what does assertiveness over assertiveness is, because many a time in trying to be assertive, we tend to become over assertive. That is, we tend to become rude in our communication. We want to say no, but the art of saying no is lacking in us. So when we say no, it appears to be rude. It can be sometimes disrespectful to the other person. You're speaking to your line manager, maybe. You're speaking to your seniors. You need to know how to diplomatically say the no. If you're lacking that, if you're lacking courtesies, you will appear to be a selfish person, a disrespectful person, a harsh person. And these are terminologies by which you will be identified in your communication skills. And it's very difficult to shed these labels. You will have to really work hard on shedding these labels. And therefore, my dear students who are watching this session, these skill development sessions are being brought to you so that before you embark on your career, your journey of life, you know what are the important skills that you will need in order to work, in order to deal with your relationships, in order to deal with your relationships at the workplace as well, all of this, inshallah, and more. So please make most of the sessions which are coming to you. More skill development sessions are expected to come to you in the next few weeks, the semester, and as we move on, there'll be Corporate Connect sessions as well. Participate in these sessions, opportunity for you to make most of it, inshallah. Okay, moving forward. Being assertive is about what? So now when we talk about assertiveness, what is assertiveness? Assertiveness, I start with the most important statement I said in the first slide. What was that? It's the core communication skill, effective communication. Assertiveness is about being effectively communicating with people with whom you come in contact on a day in, day out basis. What is effective communication? I gave you an example that the sender communicates precisely what he wants to the receiver, and he uses a language which the receiver understands, and then the receiver responds in the way the sender expected him to, which means there was an effective communication. All right, okay, then there's diplomatic communication. Yes, there's nothing wrong in being diplomatic. We've got diplomats in every country, isn't it? What are the roles of the diplomats? Whenever there is a crisis situation, whenever there's a tense situation, a diplomatic approach to communication ensures that you are not running on the wrong side with any of the parties, but rather you're trying to find a midway. You're trying to find a way where you're avoiding confrontation, but with a larger motive. The larger motive being that you want your goals to be met. You want the message to be clearly communicated and people to act upon it. You have a team working under you. You want the team to focus on the targets. There are some confrontation happening. You need to avoid that confrontation. Now, there are two levels of avoiding confrontation, or two types of avoiding confrontation. One is when you are being assertive and you're avoiding confrontation. Why? Because you're trying to find a diplomatic path by which all the parties are satisfied and you're able to meet your objective. The second category of avoiding confrontation is when you have the other form of behaviors in communication, passive behavior, passive aggressive behavior, and we're going to talk about all of them in today's session. You're able to confidently communicate with your friends, your colleagues, your family members, your relationship. That means you are assertive. If you're confident about the way you're communicating, if you're sure about what you communicate, if you don't end up offending people around you, people respect you for what you, how you communicate, you respect the views of others, you are aware of the rights of others. It's so critical, it's so crucial that we should be aware about the rights of the people with whom you're communicating. The sensitivities surrounding the or the sensitivities which govern the belief systems of people. When you're communicating, you have to be a little careful about it. You don't want to end up disrespecting the individual or his beliefs. You can still make your point. That is being assertive, that you still put forth your point and you make it clear what your belief systems are. But you don't have to go into the path of criticizing someone. All right? So being assertive is to take a stand for your point of view. Stand up for your point of view. But you don't cross the line of disrespecting someone else for a counterview. You may disagree to his opinion. Nothing is wrong in that. We can all disagree on many issues. But disagreement and disrespecting are two different things. We are separating the two today. We are saying it's okay to disagree. Why can't we not disagree and still sit on the same table and have a cup of coffee? Why is it that a disagreement necessarily has to lead to a conflict? So therefore, being assertive also requires the willingness to work to resolve conflicts. Yes, conflicts will be there. You will face conflicts. Conflicts can't be avoided, by the way. In any workplace where you are, there will be conflicts. Any kind of conflicts can come up, whether it's in your personal life, your relationship, friends. Conflicts happen, and some conflicts can be positive. In fact, it's always good to have a little bit of conflict because that takes out the best in the others. What's debate? In debate, you're trying to give topics which can create conflicting views. And these conflicting views, the way it is argued and presented, can actually improve the debating experience of the listeners. And of course, of the participants who are participating as well. So being assertive means I also work on resolving conflicts, and I'm doing that by being diplomatic. I'm doing that by speaking confidently. I'm doing that by taking my stand, whatever I believe in. At the same time, I'm not crossing the threshold and starting to, you know, pound on you and say that, well, your beliefs is all gone and it's not up to the mark, and, you know, being disrespectful to his views, your opinion is worthless. No, you don't go to that extent. I disagree with your views. There's nothing wrong, as I said, in disagreeing with people on their views. Okay, let's move on. What are the types of behavior that we'll be studying today? We'll be looking into what is assertive behavior, passive behavior, aggressive behavior, and passive and aggressive behavior. Now, there are four ways in which people are normally communicating. There are some people who are very assertive in nature. There are some people who are very passive in nature. There are some people who are quite aggressive in nature, militant, literally, in their behavior. There are some people who are a mix of both, you know, they're sometimes passive, sometimes aggressive, very moody at times. You really never know how they're going to come across, okay? So we're going to look into all of them. Let's start off with the assertive behavior. Who or what are the characteristics of a person who is characterized as passive? When we say a person is passive, generally he's a shy person. He's a shy person. He doesn't like to, you know, take any position. He's a fence sitter. Whatever the group will decide, I'll go with them. Whatever you say is correct. Whatever you will say, I will do that. These are people who are overly easygoing. They don't want conflicts in their life. They don't want stress in their life. They don't want tensions in their life. They're too passive, too shy. They're avoiding conflict. And I call these people fence sitters. Fence sitters are those who don't have an opinion of their own. They don't have any position. If you tell them what's your position, they'll say, well, what's your view? Okay, if you think like that, I go with you. Another group comes and says, why are you with them? You should be with us. He says, don't worry, I'm with you. And he jumps off and he joins another group. He has no view of his own. He's just going with whatever the group decides. Where would you like to go on a holiday? Wherever you guys decide. He doesn't have any say. Okay? He does not prioritize his own feelings and thoughts, but he gives importance to the others. I respect your feelings. And I respect it to the point that I don't bother about my own feelings and emotions. Now, it's not wrong to give importance to others. You should give importance to others. Why shouldn't you? It's a good behavior. It's a good practice to give importance to people with whom you come in contact. However, it should not be at the cost of your own personal feelings, at your own personal thoughts. Have the courage to stand up for your point of view. Say what you feel without being aggressive, without being disrespectful. But if you're the opposite of all of this, then you're being very passive. Now, the passive people will have issues because these passive people are now facing internal conflicts. I said yes, but I wanted to say no. I said I'm going to be there, but I know I can't be there. Oh, I have said yes to two people at the same time. How will I be there at two different places at the same time? They are facing continuous internal conflicts. Such people will suffer from stress. They're suffering from stress because they are not being able to say no. They'll suffer from disappointment and resentment because naturally they are taking too many things on the plate and they're not happy with what they're doing. At the same time, they're not being able to say a no to it. So they're absolutely in a state of resentment, in a state of disappointment. You see, they don't smile. They're all the time stressful. They're all the time worried. They're thinking. They're seething anger from within. You know, the anger is within. I want to show my anger, but I can't show my anger. Why? Because I'm passive. I don't want to be seen off as a person who's very aggressive. So now, again, he's seething anger from within. He feels I'm being victimized. You know, I'm the poor cow over here who's being victimized. All right. The person may even have a vengeful nature. He might want to take revenge with those with whom he's not being able to communicate effectively. So he feels that others are trying to corner him. So he has that vengeful nature from within. He may try to harm you in some other ways. And he's also unsure of his own judgment. He doesn't know what decision to take in life. He's unsure. Should I go here? Should I not go here? That's why we said these guys are fence sitters. They like to go with the group. They follow the group mentality. So that's as far as passive behavior is concerned. Next up, we have what is called the aggressive behavior. People characterized with aggressive behavior or aggression are normally seen as bullies. You know, they keep bullying people. You will find that they will ignore the needs of others. They're not bothered about what you feel. They're not at all concerned about your opinions and thoughts. It's only about me. Self-righteous attitude, selfish, superiority complex. Such people can be very intimidating in nature. They can sometimes even physically threaten others because they are aggressive. They are overtly aggressive. Now, one has to be extremely careful that if he or she has such an attitude, then this is also not the right approach. Being passive is not good, nor being aggressive is good, because you'll be seen as a bully. You will be looked down upon in the society because you're a person who thinks you're the best and everyone is good for nothing. Now, aggressive behavior will come at a cost. If you're aggressive, people will not trust you. Understand the fallouts. They lack faith in you. They lack trust in you. There'll be no mutual respect. Because you're not respecting them, don't expect respect in return from them either. Aggression will lead to others resenting the aggressor. What will happen to those who are coming in contact with you? They resent you. They're disappointed with you. They don't like you. They'll start complaining against you. They'll oppose you. They'll avoid you. You will find that these guys may end up becoming loners. So being passive is an extreme. Being aggressive is the other extreme. We've looked at both of them. Now we're talking about being assertive, but before we come to that, we'll talk about another quality, which is a mix of two. That is the passive aggressive behavior. There are some people who have both the qualities. They are passive as well as aggressive. Such people who are passive and aggressive, you will see that they wanted to say a yes, but they end up saying a no. Or they wanted to say no, and they end up saying yes. They're confused. And because of this confusion, you will find that they are complainers. You will find that they're often complaining behind others. They'll say that, you know what, again, the victimization behavior is coming from passive behavior, right? They are sarcastic because they have that bit of aggression in them, but their aggression is being controlled by their passive nature. So what happens? They start being sarcastic to others. They start complaining behind others. That's the maximum that they can do with their aggression. They avoid confrontation. Remember, I said avoiding confrontation in assertive behavior as well. But over here, when they are avoiding confrontation, they're doing it, but they're also holding negative feelings on within. So there is negative feelings within these people, which is a cause of concern. Furthermore, people act difficult when they have passive aggressive behavior. The reason being that they are really in no way, you know, they're not taking any particular position, they're not taking any particular side. So that is the reason for the same. Okay, moving on. And someone is unmuted, please mute yourself. Please check your mic. If you're unmuted, kindly mute yourself. Thank you so much. Okay. Then we have what is called being assertive. Now, before I discuss being assertive, once more, I have a reminder for all of you. And the reminder is that you can connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and LinkedIn. By doing this, you will be able to share your views with me. If you have any questions or queries on communication skills, techniques, etc., interested in any workshops, etc., one-on-one workshops, group workshops, so on and so forth, you can get in touch with me. So please do connect with me on social media. If you're on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, I'm there in all of these platforms. You can get in touch with me. Okay, let's get started with the last bit. The whole objective of coming today was, how do I become assertive? So let us understand what are the benefits of being assertive. Being assertive helps you in gaining self-confidence. It helps you in your self-esteem. You see, as I mentioned to you, good effective communication leads to confidence building. You're confident about yourself. You're positive. This is going to give you that self-confidence to take on new tasks, new projects, whereas others are still thinking whether we should take the next big move. The ones who are assertive, they take the next big move. They take risks. Why they take risks? Because they're confident about themselves. They have a self-esteem, and they work towards building that self-esteem. They work towards sustaining that self-esteem. They know that if they are too critical, too harsh, too rude, their own esteem is going to take a hit. Their own self-respect will take a hit. So these people are assertive, who have a self-esteem, and they work towards that. They gain a sense of empowerment. Trust me, my respected students and friends and colleagues and whoever you are listening to this session today, it gives you a sense of empowerment. Communication makes you feel that you're the king of the world. Okay? When I say king of the world, we mean king with the small k. All right? So please don't come pouncing on me. What did I mean when I said king of the world? It simply means you feel that you can just go anywhere, talk to people, communicate with people. You're confident about yourself. You go to a mall, and trust me, there are some people who walk into a mall, but they're too scared to even talk to a salesperson. Because they're too shy. But being assertive, you're able to talk. You're not worried because you know where your esteem is. You know yourself very well. You know how to use the right choice of words. You are a good communicator. That gives you the sense of empowerment. So there are so many kinds of empowerment which are there. There are some people who are talking about, women empowerment and so on and so forth. And there's so many different categories of empowerment. I'm talking about empowerment through communication. Master the art of public speaking. Master the art of communication. Trust me, you will feel confident. You will feel that sense of empowerment. You will feel that you can go ahead and talk to thousands of people at the same time. I started at some place, right? When I started communicating at a public level, at a public scale, I never had a prior experience. I was not even a trained speaker at one point of time. So therefore, I could never even think of going up and speaking. But post my training as a speaker, initial days used to be a little nervous, you know, initial period of time, the first year, year and a half, 2 years, I used to be a little nervous. But alhamdulillah, over a period of time, as you keep talking and talking and talking, and you get more assignments, more projects where you are invited to come and speak, you slowly build your confidence. Building confidence and being self-righteous are two different things. You're good to be self-confident, but it's not good to have self-righteous attitude. Then you become an aggressor. So we avoid that. Now, assertive will also help you recognize your own feelings. Remember, we said that the passive person is not thinking about his own feelings and thoughts. He's all the time worried about the others. He's trying to make others happy. But listen, your own happiness is equally important. So by being assertive, you're able to also put forward your thoughts, your feeling on a subject matter. You're able to recognize the importance of your own feelings. As they say, the best care is self-care. Yeah? So when you say, I am taking out time for myself, the best time that you can take out for yourself is look after your own feelings, look after your own thoughts. Apart from looking after your own health, looking after your own emotions, you also have to look after your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your own feelings, your own skills, and you build on these skills. These are life skills. That's why we call these skill development sessions a life skill. When the promos went out to all of you students who are listening to this session, and I'm extremely annoyed with many of you not joining the session live. Only a handful of you have joined the session live, and unfortunately, or rather, it's good to see the same names joining again and again. Unfortunately, I am disappointed that the other students have not taken time out to participate in such a session. It's your own benefit, you know, that the ones attend these sessions, they benefit. You're the chosen ones who are attending this session today. You have been chosen. Chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're here to make most of your skills. Work on these skills, inshallah, it will be helpful. For those of you who are listening to the recording, please, if you have any questions, do get in touch with me through the platforms we have shared. Furthermore, assertiveness helps earning respect from others. People will say that this person has some self-respect. He stands up for what he believes in. He has his own point of view. People respect you. It helps also improve your communication skill, because communication is a continuous cycle. You have to keep working on it and on. You can't just feel that I have now mastered it, khalas, I can just sit idle and don't worry about it. No, you have to work on improving your communication skills. Some more benefits of being assertive is that it gives you a win-win situation. Negotiation. When you're negotiating with people across the table, you're looking at a win-win situation where I don't want the person communicating with me or who's on the other side to feel offended or to feel that I'm disadvantaging him. So in a win-win situation, through assertive behavior, I look at my feelings. At the same time, I'm not disregarding or disrespecting the feeling of the others. So I'm trying to create a win-win situation. We're working on improving our decision-making skills. We're working on creating long-lasting and mutually beneficial relationship. Healthy relationships, honest relationships. Communicating with each other on a continuous basis through assertive means will allow people to know what exactly your feelings and thoughts are. You're not holding onto your feelings. Whatever you feel, you share with people. It helps you gain job satisfaction. If you're at a workplace and you are communicating assertively, it helps you in job satisfaction as well. Okay? So, my next question is, how do we become more assertive? I have a few tips. I'm going to run you through these tips now. The first tip to being more assertive, and this is the last slide. So we will go through them one by one. First and foremost, that you have to do, this is an exercise, and I want you to make a note of this, all of you who are attending this session. Okay, make a note of it right now. The first step that you have to do is ask yourself, do I voice my opinion or do I remain silent? Remember, we are trying to do an introspection to find out what is my style. Am I passive? Am I aggressive? Am I passive and aggressive both? Or am I assertive? Let's first understand where you are. Before you become an assertive speaker or an assertive communicator, first know where you are. Maybe you are an aggressor. So you need to know where you need to now watch your language, watch your words, watch your styles. So assess your style. Ask yourself, do I say yes to any additional work which comes on my table, even when my schedule is full? Which means I'm struggling to say no. I haven't learned the art of saying no, and assertive people do know how to say no. Are you judgmental about others? Remember, the passive-aggressive person or the passive person is being judgmental about others. Do people seem to dread talking to you? Which basically means, are you an aggressor? Are you coming across as an aggressor? Because the person who is an aggressor, no one wants to talk to him. Remember, we said everyone wants to avoid him. Everyone wants to oppose him. So is it that people are avoiding you? People dread talking to you? If the answers to these are yes, you will clearly know which side of the communication behavior you fall in. Okay, moving on to the second tip that we have for being assertive. Use the I statements. Letting others know about your feeling is not wrong. But when I say letting others know about your feeling, we're talking about feelings from a professional perspective. Now, you don't sit down with people and start sharing your personal woes and problems and feelings. No, we're talking more from a professional point of view. So there's nothing wrong if you're sharing your feelings or your thoughts by being assertive. Remember, we said the ones who are assertive, they give importance to their own feelings as well, while they don't disrespect the others. They don't disregard the others, but they give importance to their feeling. Therefore, you will see that people who are assertive, they tend to use the I word more. And therefore, I'm advising you, say things like, I disagree with you. Instead of saying you are wrong. Now, the moment I say you are wrong, I'm pointing fingers at the person. But if I say I disagree, I'm taking it upon myself. I'm taking responsibility of my own opinions and views. I'm not disrespecting the person on the other side of the table. Now, I have said so many things in the last few minutes. Some of you may have disagreed to that. Some of you may feel that I don't agree to this at all. Now, if you turn around and tell me you are wrong, that's a strong statement. Because you're disregarding and disrespecting my knowledge, which I'm sharing with you. But if you say, I disagree with you on this, that means you are the person who's trying to say that, look, I disagree with you. You may be correct from your own perspective. I have my own perspective as well. Okay. All right. Some of you are sharing some messages in the group. Let me just quickly go through that. I guess we missed the session as wrong link was shared with us. Okay. I'm not too sure about this, but anyhow, we will continue with our discussion. I disagree. Instead of saying you are wrong, I would like to help you with this. Instead of being very, aggressive and saying you need to do this. When I say you need to do this, I'm coming across as a very bossy person, sometimes very close to being a bully. That means I'm showing too much of aggression. So I'm telling you that the second tip is that you need to use the I statements often, taking responsibility of what you're saying. That's what I statement is all about. When I say you are wrong, I'm putting the entire blame on your statements. Whatever you said is wrong. When I say I disagree, I'm not saying that you're wrong. All I'm trying to say is that I have a different set of thoughts, beliefs, value systems, and I disagree because of that. Similarly, I can also, instead of saying you need to do this, I can say I would like to help you on how to do this matter. So what happens is you're still getting your matter addressed, but you're just changing your choice of words. The way you frame your sentences is so critical in communication. Your communication can become powerful on just the way you say or use the choice of words. Okay? The third tip that we have, and we have about six of them, so we're not going to run through them, we'll take it easy, okay? The third tip is learning the art of saying a no. Practice it. Practice to say, no, I cannot do that now. If somebody comes and puts something on your table and you know that you're full, you really can't take on additional responsibility, say no. Because if you don't say no, how will the other know that you're available or you're not available? Because you're not saying no in any of the time, so I'm going to think that you're available all the time. For me, I want my job to be done. If you don't say no, that's good for me. At least I can push you to get my work done. But you have to practice. No, I cannot do that now. And no is a complete sentence in itself. It doesn't require any further explanation. You don't have to say, no, I cannot do that because you know what has happened is that so-and-so, Jack and Jill had gone up to the hill to fetch a pail of water and Jack has fallen down and broken his crown and Jill is going to come tumbling after. So I have to go and address to Jack and Jill. You don't have to go around saying all of that. No is a complete sentence, doesn't require further explanation. However, if it does, give a brief explanation. So you don't have to go around with the long stories of Jack and Jill. You can keep it short, give a brief explanation. No, I can't do this. I'm a little tied up. I've got too many things which has come up on my table, too many deadlines. If this task can wait till another 2 weeks, I can take on it. Otherwise, I'll have to say no to you. Avoid too much of elaboration. Okay, avoid the Jack and Jill story. Okay, use body language. Communication, and this is a separate workshop altogether. Body language is so critical. The Albert Mehrabian model, we'll talk about that. Communication is more than verbal language. In today's session, when I have been communicating with you, I have been carefully using the tone of my message. I have been changing the tones of the message depending upon which aspect of my message is important, which aspect of my message doesn't really require too much of tone modulation. I can just push through them. All of this happens through practice, practice, and practice. And you need to get yourself trained as a speaker because you need someone to guide you on how to do all this. Look, the content of message is important, but it's not the everything. I'll tell you honestly. There are people who will just pick up a piece of paper and they will just simply read through their speech. And they might use a lot of body language, but they're just looking at a piece of paper and reading through. And such people are very boring, very dull, not good communicators. It's good to have your points on your table. It's good to know the content that you have to speak. However, you have to understand the importance of body language. Body language is a very powerful tool. The way your hand gestures move, the eyes, you know, your eyes talk. Sometimes you will see your eyes become, you enlarge your eyes. You know, you look, stare at people when you're talking to them. Look, be careful. You know, you open your eyes. You want to make them know that this is something serious. Okay? Or sometimes you're smiling and your eyes are also smiling. All right, so these are non-verbal behavior, gestures, body language, tones, extremely important. In fact, you'll be surprised to know that Albert Mehrabian did his study on communication and he identified three important aspects to communication. He said a communication is incomplete without these three. The content, the most important thing, the content. The second, gestures, body language. And the third, tones. And guess how much of weightage he is given to all of three. All three are important. Your message should include all three, the content, the body language, and the tone. But he says that verbal behavior, which is the message, only carries 7% weightage. Doesn't mean that it's not important. It is important. Without that, everything is zero. But the message in and of itself can only communicate the message effectively by 7%. The rest of the 93% is coming through tones and gestures. 38% to tones and 55% to body language. That's how important body language is. Okay, so again, work on your body language. Don't be an aggressive person with an aggressive body language. People who are aggressive, you will see that their hands tend to be always, their palms are facing downward, which means they are more like teachers. I don't say teachers are aggressors, but what I mean to say is that they are more controlling in nature. Aggressors are those who try to control situations. Now, when you're talking to people who are younger to you or who are junior, who are subordinates of yours, you may tend to use this body language. There's nothing wrong in that. But based on situations, you might want to change your body language. When the teacher is talking to the students, she's conveying her topic, her study, her research work. She talks with her palm facing downward because she's disseminating information. But when she's done with all of that, she opens up her palm of her hand towards the class and says, "Do you have any questions? Come forward and ask your question." So the body language has to keep changing depending upon the situation you are in. The fifth tip that we have is to rehearse, to practice what you have to say. You are learning to be assertive. Don't put yourself into a situation where you just go blank out assertive and it turns out to be aggressive. Practice. Practice makes a man perfect, is a very famous old adage. I think it makes a woman perfect as well. Okay, so we gender neutralize this quotation and we say practice makes a person perfect. Okay, but the original quotation says practice makes a man perfect and a woman as well. Practice, rehearse yourself. You see, the greatest of boxers and wrestlers and sports personalities, they spend more time practicing than performing, because performance is only for a few minutes. But for that success in that few minutes, you have to put in hours and hours of practice and days and weeks and months of practice. So that's how you learn to become assertive as well. Watch out for your slip-ups when you're practicing, when you're rehearsing in front of the mirror. Repeat your communication. See where you're making the mistake. Record yourself and see where you're going wrong. Keep your emotions in check. Engage in breathing exercises. Sometimes what happens is we tend to get anxious. Don't get anxious. Relax. Calm yourself. Breathe. They say breathing is a good exercise. It allows to get your emotions back in check, back in place. Do not make things personal. Don't think people are out there personally trying to settle scores with you. The worst thing that you can do in communication is assume that the whole world is planning and plotting against you. That's the last thing that you can do. So act more than you react. That is the message when I say keep your emotions in check. Don't react, act. But before you act, as they say, think before you act. So you need to think, you need to practice, you need to rehearse, you need to understand. If I say this, or if I act in a certain manner, what can be the possible outcome of that? Am I going to be too rude? Am I being a little passive? So you choose your emotions initially. Practice yourself, okay? All right, this should have been tip number 7, but we've gone up to tip 1. Let me just correct that. Okay, so now the last tip that we have is to start small. You need to identify low-risk situations. Apply the tips that I have been sharing with you today. You don't have to become assertive overnight, I told you. It's not a one overnight business, I've attended a course, skill development session. Next day, alhamdulillah, I become assertive. I can go around saying no to everyone and I can start being, self-confident. And my self-esteem shoots up? No, it doesn't happen that way. Gradually, practicing. There is a thin line between aggression and assertiveness. Choose your path carefully. In trying to be overexcited, You may jump over from assertiveness to aggression. You have to be careful. You have to watch your path carefully. Okay. All right. So that's what we had. Now, in conclusion, I want to say that smile is also a powerful communication tool. Use your smile effectively when you're communicating with others. Smiling can also make important messages go through or difficult messages understood easily. Use positive emphasis statements. Remember when I was saying that the way you choose your words, your vocabulary, your sentences, your diplomatic approach is going to make you assertive or non-assertive. So use positive emphasis statements. I have not done this work is sounding negative. But if you say, I will get this work done by tomorrow night. My apologies for the delay. So both aspects have been covered. Your apology has been covered. At the same time, you've given another deadline. Learn the email etiquettes. All of you students should know how to write an email today. Letter writing and email writing are two different things. Social media, WhatsApp typing and email typing are two different things. Some of you, my dear students, send me messages and emails where the entire content is drafted in the subject line. Do you know that? And I refuse to read such emails. I just reply back, please send a proper email. Learn the email etiquettes. Take workshops on that if you don't know. All right, there's a separate workshop. And in fact, we have already done a workshop on email etiquettes. I don't know whether we did it with the alumni or not, but we certainly did a similar workshop with our students at the IOU. Maybe the alumni are still to do a course on that. But yes, you need to learn the email etiquettes. At your workplace today, when you join, they don't expect you to learn email etiquettes at the workplace. They expect you to have already known how to write basic emails today. So you should know how to write an email. Greetings in an email. Using the right choice of words. Giving a clear explanation as to why you've written an email. Putting the subject line. Ending the mail with proper regards. Okay? Avoid the use of too many short forms. I said that because the WhatsApp culture has made us some people who are using too many short forms. Don't do that in your communications, okay? Now, of course, we've been talking about verbal communication today, not written communication. But in your written communication, since we spoke of email etiquette, avoid using short forms when you send out mails, etc. All right, and lastly, connect with me. Again, third time I'm asking you all people, if you have any queries, you know where to get in touch with me. You can connect with me on Facebook, Insta, Twitter, and LinkedIn, anywhere you wish to connect with me, and I'm available for any questions right now. So we're going to open up the forum. Thank you so much for joining the session. I can see a few things which have come up on the chat box. Let me read through this. I guess we missed the session because the wrong link was shared with us. Subhanallah, they just shared the Zoom link and we were waiting on YouTube. I am not too sure on how the wrong link was shared because I recall sharing exactly the correct Zoom link with the person. But anyhow, we will check on that. All right, what else is there on the chat box? I sincere apologies, the meeting link. For changing the meeting link from YouTube link was never shared with the students. It was not supposed to be shared with the student. It was supposed to be a private meeting on Zoom, and it was supposed to be privately recorded on YouTube and then shared in public. So I think there was a mistake. It's okay. It's already happened. We'll be more careful, inshallah, next time. But if you have any questions, please go ahead. Raise your hand if you have any question, and I'm going to invite you to ask your question. So please go ahead. If you have any questions, raise your hand for those of you who have been listening to the session entirely. Please go ahead. Barakallahu feek, Yusuf. Thank you so much for taking your time out and attending the session. Thank you to all of you who attended the session. Yusuf, Ruqayya, Rada, Nuruddin, Hamna, Buthayna. All of you who've attended the session. Salisu, please go ahead, ask your question. Yes, Brother Salisu, please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, mashallah. Apologies, even though I'm actually just listening to the class because I'm driving. I have one question, then if you maybe, I don't know, suggestion. My question goes about, like, how thin is the line between trying to be assertive and sometimes becoming aggressive?
Yeah. Okay, that's about five centimeter. Okay. Okay. All right. I'll answer that question. Okay.
Okay.
All right, brother Salisu.
I find myself in that bit of a trouble. Sure. So that's one. Now, my suggestion is about the two things, the timing for the session.
Sure.
Alhamdulillah, we know for those who have been attending your session, we know it's a gift, honestly. Sometimes you wonder when you ask people, like, how do you just get yourself missed this, you know? But I came to think that maybe sometimes the weekend sessions are a bit not so, not so convenient for a lot of people. Because, you know, weekend is really when people get to run around, do a lot of things and what have you. So I'm thinking maybe next time we're going to have a session with you. Because Sister Aisha, I've had a few sessions and I tend to see sometimes more attendees, maybe depending on the concern though. But because sometimes she held them during the weekdays, I want to believe maybe it also has something to do with that. Because sometimes even when you're working in the office, if you're less busy, you're just sitting, let me join this, you know, compared to weekend. That's one. The other one is regarding the flyer. That has more to do with the IAA though. One of my colleagues one time asked me, like, he saw me post a flyer about the email something, I think etiquette or something. I can't remember the session before this one. But he was so interested in watching the recording. You know, so I had to like tell him, okay, sorry, I have to get clearance. And, you know, because one, that session was said, it was that for IAA, you know, in the flyer. It said the title then for IAA, IOU, Alumni Association. So that's one. Secondly, he's also a non-Muslim, you know. So I was thinking if we can share publicly, maybe we need to adjust how we, you know, do the flyers or something. I don't know. Inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. Barakallah fiqh. All right. Thank you, Brother Salisu, for your thoughts that you have shared. Let me firstly start off with the first question that you asked, which was regarding how thin is the difference between being aggressive and being assertive. As I told you, it's a very thin line. You're treading on a very thin path. And when I say you're treading on a thin path, it means your choice of words will make a difference. Your emotional reactions will make a difference. Remember, I told you to ask the question, am I judgmental about the other? So you need to assess and ask yourself, do you become judgmental about others? Because people who are reactive, they are judgmental about others. They feel that, so-and-so has written such and such thing. So they're probably trying to be, you know, trying to settle scores with me. So you need to ask these questions to yourself, point number one. Point number two. Assertiveness requires you to have the confidence. Confidence and being overconfident is the difference between assertiveness and aggressiveness. People who are aggressive are overconfident. They tend to look down upon people. People who are assertive, they don't look down upon people. Now, this is a thing of your heart. You need to ask yourself, do you look down upon people? Now, if you say that you don't look down upon your people, then you need to ask yourself, am I using the right choice of words? If you say, yes, I'm using the right choice of words, then I have to ask you, have you checked the tone of your message? Is your tone right? Because it could be that everything is going right, but your tone is not right. Your tone itself is making you appear harsh. All right. So these are certain things that you will have to check. Again, as I said, assess yourself first where you are, and things can proceed from there on. Now, coming to the second thing, which is on the timing of the of this workshop, I am honestly also exploring. You know, I did change the time this time around. Previous sessions, I used to start at 7 o'clock 7 o'clock India time, where I was earlier. Now I'm in the UAE, and so we decided to do it at 7:30 UAE time. So I'm also trying to check the timings. All right, so I'm also doing that bit through these sessions. I want to see how many people are turning up for the sessions. So inshallah, we will keep this in mind, inshallah ta'ala, next time around, to try out the different time zones. Of course, one option is to take polls, and I think the IAAA can do that. The Alumni Association can do that. The time zone we have changed. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Rida, I've never done a session on a Sunday. So at least as far as my sessions are concerned, they either happen on a Friday or a Saturday. This is the first time I've done a session on a Sunday, because the Friday and Saturday over here in the UAE itself is a holiday, and Sunday is an extended holiday. So I wanted to share the extended holiday with all of you. But again, we will keep trying out different time zones. I think Brother Salis is here and Hamna is here as well, so they can inshallah work out something and get back to us, inshallah. As far as anything else, Brother Salis, you shared? Is that all? Did I cover all the things that you asked for? And if there are any further questions, please let me know.
Okay. I think just the last one.
What was that?
Please, however, can you come the answer again? You gave regarding, I said just the last one, which I said regarding the flyer.
Yes.
If people ask us to join that are non-IAA, you know, or get the link to the recordings so that they can view.
So now what you can do is, Barakallah Fik. So what you can do for this session is that this session will be released on YouTube, inshallah. This session is being recorded. As soon as it is released on YouTube, share the link with your friend as well. But as far as future sessions are concerned, we will have a mix of both sessions. So most of my sessions, I'm trying to keep it exclusively for the students of IOU and for the alumni. All right, my objective is to focus only on the students and the alumni. However, we can have general courses as well. And inshallah, when we have the general courses, they can attend. I know that some of the courses which we do for the alumni, I have categorically instructed the alumni team not to release it on YouTube, because I just want the alumni to benefit from it. There has to be some exclusivity, okay? There's something which is only because you are people from IOU, students from IOU. But I'll take your feedback in mind, Brother Salisu, and inshallah ta'ala, we can try to work out on accommodating people. But we will have to see, okay? You will have to see which course that is, and based on that, we can accommodate, inshallah. Thank you so much for that feedback as well. As far as the flyers are concerned, I mean, the changes and all which you're seeing, again, goes back to the same thing. It has to be a decision which we have to take. We will inshallah work on that. Barakallahu feek. Now, anyone else has a question, please raise your hand. I'm just seeing what's written on the chat box. Rida says we've missed a major part of the session. When will we get the recording? You will get the recording. It will come up on YouTube. If you're already subscribed to the IOU YouTube channel, and remember to ring the bell, the notification bell. So you very soon you will get a notification saying the video is released. Wa jazaki barakallahu feek, Sister Ruqayya, for your feedback. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it beneficial. Whatever is good and brings khair is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever has missed its point or was not to be said or spoken, it is from my own personal weakness, and we seek forgiveness for that. Okay, all feedbacks are coming in. Can I have the email address? The email address, can we get my email address? Yeah, sure you can. My email address is crp.head@iou.edu.gm. That's my professional mail ID. You can get in touch with me. Yes, I know we are trying to have a good communication course developed for the alumni. The only thing is that we will have to work out on how to do it, all right? Because there are so many aspects of communication. When I was taking you through the slides, didn't I tell you this itself is a separate course, and negotiation and learning the art of saying no? There are so many subparts to the communication course. So we will have to do a bit of brainstorming on that. But inshallah ta'ala, we will certainly come up with something. All right, I don't see any other hands raised. So I take it there are no further questions. I would like to thank you for taking your time out and attending the session on a Sunday evening. Please enjoy the weekend or whatever is left of the weekend with your families and your friends. And remember us all in your du'as. With that, we will conclude the session. Remember, please join me on social media. Connect with me. My email address is already shared in the chat box. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.